Forgive me for going back on verse 14 with this expression, "For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you." This is not a future glory. This is the Spirit of glory resting upon the one, he says, happy is he that is reproached for the name of Christ. What is glory? Many glories spoken of the Lord. There's his essential glory. There's his moral glory. There's his acquired glories. But here is the moral glories that were seen in his life as he walked through this world. And to think of that in this way, those moral perfections that marked him when he was here, all that we've spoken of, how he did not react to being denied, spit upon. Peter speaks of the witness of the sufferings of Christ. They witnessed this, some of this. In Gethsemane, they witnessed, while they could not enter into it, but they still saw the agony of the Lord and all that he went in. Those were the moral perfections of the Lord that came out there. And here now, when he says, "If you're reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." It's like the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God can rest upon that one and give that comfort that this glory is here displayed. These moral features are displayed in us here now. The moral glories of our Lord Jesus, perpetuated by his followers in this scene. It's beautiful. And two, he says that it might, the Spirit of God resting upon you, finds a resting place. The Spirit of glory, finding place that he can rest in comfort. The Lord did not receive the Spirit in measure, but the fullness of the Spirit was upon him. And how the Spirit came upon him time and time again, as we find, you know, and the baptism and so on. But here it is the believer, while here in this scene. And that is a testimony, a witness in the heart of the individual. Stephen was referred to. Think of the joy that filled his heart. What enabled him to kneel down and pray for his enemies, to pray for them while the stones were flying? But that is what God has worked out. And that is what he is looking for in us. On their part, okay, he's evil spoken of. But on your part, he is glorified. That brings glory to God. And that is what you and I, in our little measure, here and there, are privileged to do.